This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If I were you, and I'm so confused, I cannot sleep, I cannot dream tonight. I need some advice about starting my new job or polishing my knob. Really anything, anywhere you can think of, like finding Raven's nest or finally moving west or losing her to someone with a slightly heavier chest. I won the golden mic today. There's nothing you can say. That's one for Ben, one for me, and 500 for Jake.
Don't waste your time trying to figure it out. Just email these two Jews. Don't waste your time trying to figure it out. Just email these two dudes.
If I were you.
Wow, so good.
Is there a second verse?
A second verse? The hell?
That was that 6 minutes?
Was that all?
It was.
I could have listened to it forever.
I don't know. It feels longer.
They reunited just for that. That was Tom, dude. Tom
yeah,
is back.
Wow. Tom is back.
Wow, they really. Yeah, they made up. You know, that was cool. We brought Blank back, guys. What do you say?
Brought them back.
What do I say? I say, congratulations, Blink. You're back.
It actually wasn't them. It wasn't them. It was a guy named.
What?
It was a 19-year-old musician in Ann Arbor named Seth Dyer.
Seth Dyer and Mark Hoppus and Travis Barker. That's not Blink at all.
No.
But still pretty good. 2 out of 3. You know, Tom's not really. There's a chasm there. Tom's not coming back.
Yeah,
anytime
it wasn't
soon.
Them.
So I think
guys.
The three.
Yeah, I guess the new Blink lineup is this fucking guy and Matt Skiba.
So it's Matt Skiba, this fucking guy, and still Travis. Travis is still down to do drums, which is good.
Yeah, Travis Barker and Lil Wayne.
It wasn't them.
Jesus.
Sorry, but it wasn't
Angels
them.
And Airwaves.
Was it Angels and Airwaves?
It was not.
So
it's
yeah, Tom.
It
was
Angels and Airwaves.
So then Tom is there.
I think it was Angels and Airwaves.
Yeah.
It was a 19-year-old musician currently living in Ann Arbor. He has an Instagram that's public now, Dire Consequences, DYER.consequences.
How does he know?
I'm sorry, you're going to say that Tom DeLonge, who's a guy who's made music for years, and just because he's going to hunt aliens doesn't mean that he doesn't play guitar in his spare time. So you don't think that this is maybe a demo?
I don't think this is a demo.
Making?
I think this is a fucking fan.
I think this is
Seth
like an
Dyer.
Alias, or like it's like a fake name.
Or if it's the real guy, then he knows DeLonge because DeLonge was maybe playing his custom Strat during
Jake?
That time.
Like, Jake, I was going to
really?
Say the same
okay.
thing.
Yeah.
Why?
So I feel like
there's no fucking way you would have said that. That's such a weird thing for Jake to say, let alone you were going to say that same thing. Can you even remember what he said? What were you going to say? See, you can't. You don't know you don't know what that was.
No, well, he said something cool. He was like, it was like
Mark Hoppus.
Soul Shakedown Studios in San Diego, run by this guy's friend Jacob, who's really taking off.
In San Diego?
Very nice.
In San Diego? That's where Blink
Soul
formed.
Shakedown.
That is where Blink formed.
That is where they fucking are.
All right.
It didn't even sound like Tom.
Well, his voice has changed over the years.
Yeah, his voice has changed.
People
over
through,
time.
Where are you for that long and not have some type of?
Whoa,
impact.
Billy, are you fucking?
No, he's not. You know him.
Are
you
talking
know
Billy?
It's like It's Invasion of the Body Snatchers, but it's Tom DeLonge.
It's Tom DeLonge.
He's the pod person.
Oh, my God. Finn and Billy, welcome to the show.
Wow, wow, wow. Bravo.
Thank you for having us.
Wow, yeah.
Thank
you. Bravo.
Music critics / comedian actors, and now HeadGum podcasters.
HeadGum's newest podcasters.
Yes.
That's right.
HeadGum's newest roster.
Mm-hmm. Newest roster.
Billy Brick. Finn Wolfhard.
So what's the deal with your podcast, Lackluster Video? What's give me the elevator pitch.
Well, Billy and I are two film fans. We pick a movie each week to talk about. And then at the very end, we play a game where Billy gets a randomly generated movie title and two randomly generated actors, and we have to pitch that movie.
I see.
So it's kind of slice of life podcast where we talk about the movies you like, we talk about stuff in our own lives, then we play a fun little improv game at the end of the title.
How do you randomly generate the title?
Yeah.
There's a book, it's called Book Title Generator, and I guess it's just for people that are like can't come up with a title for their book, which I feel like is pretty kind of a red flag for the rest of the book if you can't even get a title.
That's the shortest thing you have to write is the title.
Yeah. There's one that's like, I've written the book already, or there's an option that says, I haven't started writing yet. And it's like, maybe do something else then. Do some research or think about it or something before you...
Or maybe start writing.
So I just went to it and I got the title, The Buried Window.
That's actually perfect for the memoir I wrote.
Exactly.
Yeah. I actually wrote the next great American novel. I was just I was stuck on the title. But like everything else is pitch perfect. God, thank you so much. What's that?
What is it about?
It's about a fucking bat.
Huh?
It's about a bat.
Like
it's not about a bat, but there's a bat in it. Yeah.
You said it was about it. All right, so it's about a bat. Yeah. It's called the buried window.
Yeah, how does that?
Well, it's about I feel like I'm putting big
it
but
seems
like
you're
coming
it
up.
You don't have to pitch it.
It's about Barry Bonds. It's about Barry Bonds.
Well, you just said okay.
So that's what you meant by a bat being in it? Like his baseball bat?
It's about Bernie Madoff.
So Barry Bonds, The Buried Window, which actually makes sense because he ends up smashing a window at Bernie Madoff's house because... Did Madoff kill himself in jail? I should have looked this up before I wrote it.
That's wrong guy.
Wrong guy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so with some tweaks, it's basically about this all-star...
With some tweaks?
What the fuck was it like before that?
To pivot this book, like as you're pitching it to us, it's not done. You have to go back to the drawing board. Because you clearly...
I'll change, Madoff killing himself in jail.
And this was the next great American memoir, is how you said it. And then you got mad that we asked, like, what did you mean by that?
What is it about? Yeah,
because I feel like I'm being put on the spot. If I was setting up a pitch for, like, Penguin or Random House, I would have been more prepared.
That's the other thing about when we randomly generate, like, actors. It's always people that are either canceled or dead. Yeah. Like,
that is
always true.
You can, it's
and
so rare to, you get two people
every
that are
podcast
alive
you hear,
not canceled.
Every podcast you hear Billy go, and I can't say that. And then he has to do it again.
So what list is this? Where are you guys finding this?
That's just a randomcelebrity.com.
There's a website called randomcelebrity.com.
Yeah, there's a random everything.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Yeah.
I'm on it.
My dream
That's
is that
my
we
domain,
get Finn
baby.
On a randomized
Have you ever?
One day.
No.
Could you imagine?
I don't think I'm up there yet.
I don't
yet.
Think you're canceled enough or dead enough for them to,
to get
to
up there.
Put you on there.
You're definitely
well, this
dead
is what,
enough.
This is why I'm on the pod. This is why I'm on this podcast.
That makes sense.
To get there. Yeah, Amir has been editing our podcasts, which...
It's good. It's humbling, but it's necessary, and it feels... I mean, I don't appreciate the tone in some of your notes emails, but, like, it's been fun to, like, go back to the drawing board. Yeah.
It's necessary?
Yeah.
This is what we're talking about in the emails, this smug attitude.
And that's necessary to fucking talk about?
It's just, sorry about that. I meant that, it's been fun to hear from you guys, and then I don't necessarily need to hear from your
Jake,
lawyers.
This is why we haven't asked you on the podcast yet, because sometimes, you know, like, this kind of stuff, like, you know, business and friends kind of, like, ruins it, and so we had Amir on, and it was just a fucking nightmare, and
to have you on
would be a
loss. I don't want anything to happen to our relationship. It's too important to me. At the same time, you know, like, there's
Same.
Too late, Amir. That's a that's a bridge too far gone.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I we did promise you at HeadGum that you guys would have your own intern. If Amir's not working out, you guys can just let us know.
I'm working out. Yesterday, Finn called me at 3 a.m. and I woke up and I started cutting a new episode just based on his little. He was sort of laughing while he gave me demands. Yeah.
And then he fell asleep. And then I called him again and I told him to work out. So he got on the floor, started doing push-ups until he started crying.
I passed out.
Eventually, he passed out.
Yeah, was this? I fainted for you, Finn. I fainted for you. Was that not good enough, sir? I did faint for you.
How long were you unconscious?
Like I said, I don't know. I was passed out, but by the time I came,
Billy's nodding along and curious in a way that makes me think that he told Finn to call you.
The
sun was up.
Yeah, Billy's the mastermind.
The sun was up the morning after you had passed out.
No, it was that night. Why am I fucking? I already did this.
So you pass out for one night, and all of a sudden that you think you're like some type of martyr.
Yeah, no, I didn't say that. Actually, that reminds me of a book that I'm writing called The Martyr. It's about Marty McFly killing himself in order to save an entire region of Libya, because it's like sort of Back to the Future 4 in a way, which is a sequel prequel because it takes place in the 1700s instead of the 2000s.
It's okay. Hold on. It's a sequel prequel where Marty McFly kills himself.
Martyr McFly.
And is this Michael J. Fox as well?
No, it's Matthew Fox.
Holy shit.
Matthew Fox?
From Lost?
No, Matthew McFox. Marty McFly's cousin. Matthew McFox. He's sort of named after.
Played by who?
Played by Scott Wolf.
Why are you fucking...
Written by Dick Wolf. By the way, Amir, don't get fucking defensive when we ask you these questions.
You
this
know
is
who
insane.
Wrote it. Dick Wolf wrote it for
no,
Scott.
No, we don't.
Matthew McFox was named after Matt Fox because he was born the day Matthew Fox was born.
Written
reality.
By Dick Wolf, story by Dick Cheney, based on a novel by 2 Chainz, formerly known as Titty Boy.
You get it. Anyway, yeah. I'll send it to you guys. It's a PDF right now on my phone. Holy shit.
The movie is a PDF?
It's gone.
Good. I mean, good.
Probably because you saved a video file as a PDF. That's
Mark
probably
Zuckerberg
happened.
Probably freaking... Have you guys seen The Social Dilemma yet? Have you fucking seen it?
I watched it last night.
Is it everything I'm hearing it is and I can't stop hearing it is?
I think I know about it already is what
I
think.
It's pretty weird.
Dangers of social media.
This morning I woke up to get, like, there was a stove being delivered to my place, so I had to be up really early, and I sent Finn, like, 14 minutes straight of a video of me talking about The Social Dilemma.
Which you haven't seen yet.
And how I haven't seen it, but it was, like, how necessary it is for him to watch it. And then, fell back asleep, woke up about 25 minutes ago, got a slice, and then now we're doing this.
What about the stove? What happened to the stove?
Fuck if I know, dude.
What stove?
For a stove. Also, your apartment didn't come with a stove. That's like such a built-in amenity.
Well, it's not technically like an apartment. Like, it's not like a livable apartment yet.
Right.
We're like working on it. It's a bit of a fixer-upper.
It's a garage.
So where do you use the bathroom?
What do you mean?
Where do you shit and piss?
Well, it depends. Like, tomorrow morning, I'm waiting for the guy to come in and install a urinal for me to shit and piss in.
So it depends. It doesn't
You're
depend. You, that means
urinal.
You don't.
I'm waiting for the bidet guy to come in.
A urinal and a bidet are the only two
Where do you shit
you
and piss now? Since
Well, I haven't shit and pissed in it. I've only been here for 2 weeks, but I've been kind of holding it in.
What?
And there's a Starbucks across the street, but I've been too nervous to go in there because, like, we're in a pandemic. So, like, only the necessities, right?
Yeah, you're probably
necessity.
Suffocating yourself. Your body
shitting is
probably
a necessity.
Yeah, you're drowning yourself in shit and piss, I assume.
Have,
do, you have that, do you have the website loaded? Because let's answer some questions. This is If I Were You, after all, the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by me and Jake and Finn and Billy, really.
This time, at least.
Got a question from a lady, so we're going to give her a fake name to preserve her anonymity. Unless you guys want to come up with one, we can hit that celebrity name generator.
You want to do a celebrity name generator. Finn, do you want to, or okay, I'll give you the option to come up with one, Finn.
Okay, actually, you know what? Billy, give Finn a celebrity, and Finn, you come up with the name of their assistant, and that's the name we'll
use. Yes. Okay, got it.
Julia Roberts.
Rub Tub Tubber.
Julia Roberts' assistant, Rub Tub Tubber,
writes, "My boyfriend has a caricature of himself and his ex-girlfriend on the wall in his hallway. It's an absurd photo, sorry, portrait of her riding horseback style on his back as he is a centaur playing the trumpet in the drawing, of course. And I hate it. When I told him it makes me feel vulnerable to have a reminder of his ex hanging up there, he says it's just a cartoon and offered to take it down, but never has. Am I a psychopath if this is still bothering me? Do I push it or chill out? How do I even bring it up again? I live with him, so it's difficult to out of sight, out of mind, this one. Thanks in advance for your advice. Longtime fan, sincerely, Rub Tub Tubber?"
Julia Roberts' assistant, yes.
Okay.
Fucking
from the office of Miss Roberts.
Break it off. Break
really,
it off.
All over.
Instant. Apartment. Instant breakup with
this
him.
This guy
huh?
sounds... I'm sorry, this guy sounds fucking insane. What? First of all...
Oh, sorry, honey. I'm not a centaur in real life either. Like, she's my ex. Relax. It's a cartoon. I don't even
it's
play the trumpet.
It's just a cartoon that someone that used to love me drew of me.
Yeah, fuck this guy. Also, it's a caricature of himself.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hanging up with an ex-girlfriend in his own house, making her feel uncomfortable.
We went to Rome and I popped the queue and then we got it fucking drawn of us like in celebration. But dude, it's fine. I'm over her.
She said no. End of story / discussion / relationship.
He's crying in the caricature.
Why did we commission it after she said no?
I wanted to lighten the mood, dude. I think if you live there, you have a case to take it down. This is your place, too. This is part of the interior decoration.
Does she live
decisions
there?
You should make as a couple. Yeah, he says, I live with him, so it's difficult to out of sight, out of mind, this one.
This just feels like some weird power play, like power move. Like, you see this? This is my old girlfriend. Like, this, it just feels weird.
Yeah.
Right, so what you could do is commission something where... you are a mermaid and your ex is a merman and you're blowing his fish dick in that's opposite. You hang that up and you're like, as long as we're cool with this type of like hentai fanfuck
or eating out and or eating out mermaid vagina.
Oh, two merfolk 69ing and it's you and your ex. And that'll go in the bathroom or the dining room. If you have maybe above like a buffet would be nice.
Maybe a merman 96ing.
Yeah, butt to butt.
Which is
that's
back
ass
to back.
96ing?
96ing at an underwater McDonald's.
Why
and
is
it just
that?
Says, Cactus Jack sent me.
What?
That's cool.
And, no, it's not.
It's a Cactus
at the
Jack
underwater, at that McDonald's, you could have like submarines in the drive-thru. I just think that'd be like quirky and kind of fun.
That's just a little aside. That's just a little joke.
I mean, I don't. Does
Jake and I have?
Before I take a stance on this, you guys, does anybody have a caricature up of them in their own house? Before I
don't anymore. My parents have.
You had a
bar mitzvah. Yeah.
Oh, from your bar mitzvah.
But that's just hilarious.
I don't. Yeah, I'm like looking around this room to make sure I don't. But of course I don't. Of course I don't have one.
Shit.
Yeah, that'd be insane. Oh shit! My caricature is in frame.
Because what the fuck? I don't know. You're an adult, I would assume, and like, what
no,
the
12.
Fuck? Don't have a caricature.
He's 13
up on the
living
wall.
With his girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would be different if it was a funny caricature that he had of himself.
Of himself,
it's the fact that it's with his ex-girlfriend. You know, like, presumably you're not friends with her anymore, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Is it worse or better if they're friends?
I feel like it's worse that they're friends.
If they're friends and he still has the picture of her hanging out.
Well, if the couple...
That's
if the
too
couple,
close of a relationship.
It'd be fucking insane.
Right. If the couple's friends with her, you know what I mean? There could be a world in which... you know, they were really, really close and then they broke up but they remained friends. And then the new girlfriend also is friends with her. You know, it's like a past kind of like, oh, we used to date, but now we're all friends. I don't think that's the case. I think that this guy just has a fucking caricature of him on as a centaur with her riding on his back.
And here, this is the math equation that has to go on. It's like you've got, this is a big deal to you and not a big deal to him because he said, it's only a cartoon, I'll take it down. So like, end of discussion. You just remind him, tell him to take it down. Big deal to you, small deal to him, it's over. Or he's keeping it up because it's also a big deal to him, which should make it a bigger deal for you. Then, like, yeah, no matter what, this thing has to come to a head.
Also, the thing
you
is,
can get a new caricature drawn of both of them. Like, he doesn't, if he needs a fucking caricature of
caricature.
Him, like, he could just get a new one. They're not that, I don't think they're that expensive to get done.
I also I could take it down if you want to. And he just never does.
Did he offer to take it down?
Like that.
It's just
he offered to take it. He just said he'd take it down.
He offered to take it down, but didn't.
Yeah. I'll take it down.
I think you definitely are well within your right to just say, dude, just, take it down. What are you? Yeah, because if it bothers you that much, you should understand that. And if he doesn't, fuck him. You can find anybody with a horse's body and a human torso.
You can find another centaur.
That was not the artistic liberty of the artist. You think he's actually a centaur?
There's like a million merfolk in the sea. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, fucking Amir, Jesus.
What?
Like, really short
sign.
Are you body shaming centaurs?
No, I'm not body shaming centaurs.
It sounds like you're
body shaming. Oh, I just refreshed the celebrity generator. Amir's on here. That's weird.
I'm canceled.
Yeah.
What the fart? This could never happen to me before you guys came on.
Now you fucking watch your words, man. You can't say fuck anymore.
All right, let's take a break.
You gotta be careful.
Let's thank some sponsors, and we'll answer some more questions after these messages. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all of these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very excited.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content. You download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022. Mm-hmm.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly Right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what? You saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month?
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, okay. Quasi-legal,
no,
kind
no.
of dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money me. Found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money. And we're back. Finn or Billy, do you guys have any?
Oh, it's a lesson in the fight. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross.
Sorry about that.
Nice.
Yeah, I did until I heard that.
It ended with Mom, and I'm now, coming.
Well, yeah, you sort of ignore that part's like... Jake said it once, and we.
I didn't say that.
With this. Okay. One of us said it. One of us. You. Said it.
Sounded you like did. Tom DeLong, but I'm not sure.
I'm coming. My mom here.
Yeah, I have like a life hack. Hot dogs for breakfast.
Tell me less.
Fuck you.
I figure I don't even need to explain myself, but here it goes anyway.
That's not advice.
It's not a life hack.
It's a life hack.
In what sense?
In what sense? I'll tell you. When I was in school, in my schooling days, I would show up for lectures oftentimes late because I would sleep in and they were in the morning. And then I'd be really hungry and we'd have like a 5-minute break. And there was a street dog stand right outside my university. And I would go get a hot dog. And I realized that it's like a portable breakfast food. You got pretty much toast, sausage, some onions and pickles, and then, I mean, I'm a mustard man, but if you wanted to put ketchup on it, that's not, like, a bad thing to do.
We're not worried about the condiments part of it.
Yeah, but the condiments...
What time of day was it?
How?
9:30 a.m.
9:30 a.m.?
Yeah, you'd think that a hot dog is, like, a lunch food, or, like, maybe, like, a quick dinner, or, like, you're...
You
but I just
it
think...
it gives you regular poops. It... doesn't
is a hot dog
but yeah of course.
I don't think a hot dog is a meal in at all. I think a hot dog is a snack.
But what is who eats a breakfast meal on the weekdays? Like if you have to run, it's like a portable snack. It's like
so
I'd
is a fucking Luna
bar,
Billy.
Yeah, like, but I would rather a hot dog. It's hot. They make goodness. It for me there. I'm supporting local
sure,
businesses.
It's in the name, right?
Yeah. A logo. A slogan for
especially in a fucking pandemic.
I would rather a hot dog as a slogan for a hot dog brand.
Yeah. I don't know what the hot dog stand situation is as far as the pandemic goes, but I mean, I just
ordered a hot dog on Uber Eats. That's what I'm eating for lunch.
That's the
really?
Grossest
really?
Fucking thing I've ever heard in my entire life. A hot dog for lunch?
That's a breakfast
you fucking
food.
Swine. You absolute swine. You're yeah, ordering it for for lunch?
I don't even think about hot dogs. Where do you order one? Like where what's the restaurant that
I'm ordering from a place called Japa Dog, which if you ever come to Vancouver is a very great tourist kind of amazing place. It's like Japanese fusion hot dogs.
So I went there. And I ate a hot dog there. It was
how was it?
Japanese about it?
It was incredible. It was very good. It was delicious.
And what time of day was it?
It
what
was
time of
evening.
Day?
It was a dinner. It was a dinner. Ah! So much later than breakfast. Oh, but you know you have breakfast for dinner. Breakfast for dinner is a thing, guys. So I did a little breakfast for dinner action. I had a hot dog.
What's Japanese about the hot dog though? Like what are they doing that's Japanese about it? Is it a cucumber roll? Is it an open-faced cucumber roll?
No, they put
ketchup
like Japanese
on it.
Ingredients and yeah, they put ketchup on it. No, they put miso. Japanese mayo and miso stuff on it sometimes and seaweed.
And it's sushi.
Kind of
it's also
sushi. What do you get on the side of a Japa dog?
Yeah.
Some fries and a Saturday morning cartoon.
You're eating full fucking baseball stadium fare at 8 in the morning.
Billy's in the lecture with a foot long hot dog.
A foot long Nathan's hot dog dipped in a honey mustard with nachos on the side.
That and a can't foam be finger.
Good when you wake up.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, the foam finger is fucking delicious too, but you don't hear me writing about it.
And for lunchtime, I'll eat frozen yogurt out of a plastic hat. That's my diet, like a baseball game.
Finn, can you beat that frozen life hack? Hot dog for breakfast.
Are we doing life hacks now? I didn't know that that was a
no, yeah, I didn't know any, that was a hack.
Advice. Yeah, any advice really.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a life hack either.
It's just an idea for breakfast.
Billy started doing this, and it's something I'm kind of still... support local businesses as much as possible, because I remember Billy and I were at a supermarket when we were shooting in... Or a Safeway. Yeah, a Safeway in Calgary. We were both shooting a movie. And I wanted to go to the self-checkout. And Billy looked at me like I had actually murdered someone. And he was like, what? What? Why? And I was like, because. And he was like, you got to support real people, or else the robots are going to take over, and they're going to take over for the real people.
At this point, Billy was fucking slamming down wet hot dogs Kobayashi style. It was 11:45 and all bets were off. He was just dunking buns in water and shoving them into his cheeks.
Yeah, don't use self-checkout. That's the better advice. Yeah, don't.
Yeah. Try not to use self-checkout.
Don't freaking let the robots replace people. Use real cashiers. There's so many jobs that'll be lost when that just becomes normal.
We got a question from a dude who's actually traveling from Pittsburgh to Georgia. So, Billy, do you have a fake guy's name?
Dune Inbox.
All right, you're clearly just in your Gmail or something.
I thought you were going to say Dune Tenet.
He's looking at his just like his tabs. You watch the Dune trailer. Inbox.
The middle name is Tenet. You're right.
Dune Tenet writes, I just moved to Savannah from Pittsburgh with my girlfriend because she's going to the Savannah College of Arts and Design. It was crazy to move during this time, and a lot was in my head, but driving through other states with different levels of COVID restriction was super stressful. I was wondering if you guys had any advice on what to do in a new place that I feel like I cannot even explore yet because there's a global friggin' pandemic going on. I have mostly been to larger corporate places for groceries and have a company-wide restriction that I can't even check out any cool local businesses yet, wink wink, because everyone is a little more relaxed with the restrictions here. Also, suggestions for anyone to check out after things improve would be Cherry. Thanks, dudes. Has anybody been to Savannah here?
Savannah, Unana.
Nice. That's Havana.
What?
That's Havana. Oh,
no, stop lying. I'm going to Savannah time.
Different song.
Nice.
That was a weird Muppet. Hips Don't Lie, I think.
What? It's Rihanna.
Number one, order a stove. They're pretty clutch.
Yeah.
They probably Good already have a stove. Yeah, they have that.
And a urinal. And a urinal. Because if you need to shit, you need to have a urinal in your place.
Yeah. I shoot Stranger Things in Atlanta, Georgia, but I've never been...
Atlanta, Unana.
Nice. No. Yeah. My hips don't lie, and I'm going to Atlanta now.
Sorry. One second. Finn was talking.
Sorry.
What are you saying, Finn? Sorry about that.
I'm going to Atlanta.
This is you stepping off the airplane.
Oh, don't you know that I can dance like this?
Sir, you somehow clogged the airport toilet.
I've never been to Savannah before, but I know there's a ton of beaches around there. I know there might be places to...
That's good.
Maybe places to go where there's not a lot of people.
I'm moving to Savannah. Gonna visit a lot of beaches.
Sweet. Sweet home, the Savannah.
Alabama.
Mama, woo! I'm coming home to you.
Just like go to a baseball game or something, even if it's Little League.
Eat a
I'd
fucking
say,
hot dog, sit down.
Go to like Rick, a carnival, run a kissing
booth.
Give
your son an open mouth kiss.
The beach was good. Beach was good. I don't
Six
know
flags
how Billy derailed it. We're talking about Six, Frenching a 12-year-old that you don't know.
Six
don't
flags over Georgia. You gotta go there. It's a fucking blast.
Do not go.
They serve funnel cake.
No.
A lot of people kind of talk really loud and spit when they talk.
What about like fucking Chicago? Just like
what about
doing
Chicago?
Like
just drive there.
Just talk about shit to do. Yeah, you could go to Chicago and do like a deep dish.
Drive it's to Dallas. You know,
it's a different state.
And if you're down to
cities,
really travel, state. If you're down
he's
to really not. Go somewhere,
he
like
wants
the London
to explore Savannah.
I was just gonna say the London so, Eye, that like big fucking Ferris
right,
wheel
huge right.
in England.
Very, very dope.
I think the advice I would give is if you're in Savannah, drive to Houston.
That's cool. Yeah, Houston.
I hear. The beaches are beautiful in Santa Teresa, Costa Rica this time of year.
Sure.
But be careful, it might be crab season.
What the fuck are you talking about? There's beaches there. That was great. Go to the beach. Outdoor. I hear beaches are very COVID safe because outdoors it's breezy. It's hard to get sick.
Orica. What's my name? Orica.
What's Orica? Where'd name? You get that? Where'd you get that?
Costa Rica.
Yeah. What about Dakota? What's my name? Because you could go to South Dakota. It's not super nice, but like it's not that hard to get to if you can drive like the 28 hours to get to South Dakota.
You guys are getting further and further away. Beaches was perfect. And then we got to like...
I just spent like a lot of time, kind of the same thing. I was away from home filming a TV show and they like... I didn't want to fucking cancel the whole show by getting COVID. So I was just like very cautious of where I could go. Buy a PlayStation.
Oh, nah.
Or else, yeah.
So don't fucking visit.
I didn't go anywhere pretty much. Like, I would walk every day just to get some fresh air, but I guess stay inside. How long is he there for, you said? Like, it's a four-year program?
Yeah.
So you're probably just good to wait it out, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vaccine will come around during graduation.
Yeah, graduation, and then you're good.
Yeah, sorry, Finn.
I think I think you may have muted yourself.
Yeah.
Which I think was a good thing because you clearly sung
dancing.
A song.
Yeah.
You picked up a PlayStation remote and started singing.
Was it? Can I just take a guess that it was PlayStation Unana or something like that?
Hello?
All right, last question. This one's a doozy. We need a lady's name. Maybe first name Finn, last name Billy. Let's see what you guys come up with. Tag team it.
Gulliver.
Stravels.
That's beautiful.
You said that too proud, Billy.
Cool. You were too happy with yourself.
Travels.
Gulliver's Travels, right.
Nice.
I'm 25 and I don't know how to tell time. I understand how clocks work, but I have to look at it for like a minute to figure out exactly what it is. Whenever I ask someone the time, they point.
So sorry, you don't understand how clocks work. If you take a full minute, that's
yeah. She goes, I know how clocks work.
Now look,
you don't.
Yeah, just take the opposite of what she said.
And whenever I ask someone the time, and they point at the analog clock, I can't actually take the time I need to read it because I'll worry they'll realize my secret. Growing up, I thought it would just click someday and I could glance at a clock and know the time. But at this point, I'm an adult with 2 degrees that clearly taught me nothing useful about this problem, and it definitely hasn't clicked. So what do? Do I Google time-telling quizzes designed for 8-year-olds so I can practice reading clocks faster? Or do I just make sure I'm always near a digital clock or can access my phone clock surreptitiously when needed? Thanks. Love, Gulliver's Travels.
Okay.
Number one, the quiz for 8-year-olds would be a start. That would be, that's step one, I would imagine, before even, like, you have, you know.
I would easily say step one.
Yeah, you have had that thought to the point where you wrote it out in this email.
Step.
Definitely take those.
Step two, watch Christopher Nolan's movies.
Why?
They're a doozy, and you will understand time by the end of them. You will understand time.
I think you're starting from, that's on, like, step 10.
Yeah, that seems like
no.
An
it's like
advanced...
if you watch The Simpsons what? In French, you kind of become fluent.
I guess. So
yeah,
the Tenet will teach you how to read a clock.
Duh.
What's that?
Duh.
What's that?
Oh, homie.
Got it.
French
Homer.
Canadian Simpsons.
Oh, homie.
It's pretty good, actually.
Le right. Barteau.
Do Milhouse.
So definitely, yeah. You should learn how to tell the time, right? You're an adult. You know, I'm not judging, but you don't know how clocks work, obviously.
Don't ask people what time it is. If you don't know how to tell the time, don't be near an analog clock and ask someone what time it is. Just check your phone. or just get a digital watch clock or learn how to tell the time. Like, I don't know. What degrees?
She's a doctor, and she also studied clocks.
She's metaphysics, mathematics, dual degree, and then she's a clockmaker.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So she's a clockmaker. She doesn't know how to tell time.
A tinkerer, yes.
A tinkerer, if you will.
Yeah, I guess the first thing.
I'm a tinkerer, and I got to cut out the time.
Shakira, Shakira.
Tell the time.
I think you can do it. You can do it. It's you've gotten 2 degrees. Like you seem capable of doing so. And I don't know.
Here's
like,
a little trick.
It's not easy to get 2 degrees. Just like I would say, just sit down and try and do it. And the more you put it off, the worse it's going to be for you.
Here's a little trick. Ignore the big hand. Like that's where people get tripped up. Like it's on 3. Is that times 5? 15? No. Just look at the small little nub, and then like it'll point to the closest hour it is. So like, take everything else away.
I would say,
look at the small guy, and hope to God it's close to an hour.
Look at the big picture, right? Numbers.
Yeah.
Put them together. What do you get?
The time.
Exactly.
That shocked you. My answer. So
it just clicked. It just clicked for me. Or should I say ticked?
Nice. Oh,
blooming.
Thank you.
I can read a sundial, but once the fucking hands get into the equation, I'm absolutely useless.
I'm kind of the opposite. I'm super quick with clocks, but then when I look at, like, I see it says, like, 1, and then, like, the snake 1, and then colon, and then it turns to, like, the 2 circles, and I'm like, what?
What is the snake 1?
It goes like that, basically.
Oh.
Yeah.
An eight
is not a...
And you think that looks like a snake?
Well, it looks like what's it called when there's 2 oranges next to each other, but on top?
8.
Yeah, what? Yeah, yes, 8. I feel like we're saying the same thing. So, like,
I feel like we're not, because you said 2 oranges stacked on top of each other, and we said 8.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, in between the left and the right numbers, there's those 2 little dots.
A colon?
Okay.
Which, by the way, you said colon. You said colon, and now you're talking... And now you're just talking.
Yeah, you know what that is.
I'm getting dumber in a weird way. So it's like straight line, that snowman.
Oranges separated. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then after the oranges that separate them, there's never like an 8 or a 9, right? You'll never see like it's 882.
Yeah. Oh my God, Jesus Christ!
I don't know what to tell this girl. She seems like she has to take.
I'll do counterpoint. I think you're good. I think it's fine. I've rarely been in a situation where the only resource I had to know the time was an analog clock and no one would help me. I think just like focus on your degrees, do other shit. You're good. Just like, let's not even think about it anymore. You have a phone. And if anybody is so rude to be like, if you say, what time is it? And they just point to a clock, you just be like, fuck you.
Also, fuck you.
Yeah. Fuck you for doing
fucking
that.
Mean, yeah.
Like, you can read
just
it.
Just tell
then.
Me.
Like, you looked up, saw that it was there, could have clocked the time and said it out loud, but instead you wanted to make me feel like an asshole. So fuck
they
you.
They also just don't know how to tell the time.
Yeah.
What time is it?
Yeah, no one knows how.
Do you also think 8s are oranges?
I think we're all lying. We're all lying to each other. None of us know how to tell the time on clocks. And she's not the only one that's a little
I made it so
all,
easy. You just look at the fucking circle. And
the circle adds up because you do like the, because there's like the 2 lines and then you, if you subtract the 1 line from the other one and then you multiply by the amount of ticks, which is equivalent to the amount of hours in a day, it gives you kind of
so like
time.
I make smoothies, right?
I'm sorry, you just changed the subject.
Anything else?
No, it's like if you make fucking smoothies,
right?
You get to drink it.
And you
look up at the clock and kind of ponder and figure it out.
So the advice here is to
don't raise your arms in triumph after that.
Yeah, you didn't. That wasn't a good metaphor.
My job here is done.
No, it's not. Your job here is dumb. You said something that was completely unrelated to the answer. Don't be shocked. And now you're casual about it. Are you annoyed? Are you frustrated? Or are you happy and confident?
What?
Sorry.
You're my fucking boss and you're talking to me like this?
You're his boss.
I fainted for you yesterday. That has to mean something.
Listen, in this day and age, if you don't want to fucking faint for someone, then like, what kind of loyal guy are you?
All right, so just to recap, you learn what it is or don't. based on how comfortable you want to be or not when somebody points at a clock.
And get yourself a man who will faint for you.
Get yourself a man who could do both, faint and tell time. How dope is that?
And if he's a centaur, that's just a bonus.
The caricature is halfway done.
Get an Apple Watch. Get an Apple Watch. But also, I think you'll feel better if you just learn how to do it, because it's like
Apple Watch is a good idea because they have the face that can be the like the analog clock, and then you can like toggle. So you'll sort of like train
invest
your
eyes. Invest in an Apple Watch. That's yeah. our advice.
And
here.
Use my coupon code.
You don't have one.
They're pretty cool. Shakira, Shakira, hips don't lie. I want to tell the time.
That's so long.
For 15% off.
For a code. I mean, it's worth it for 50% off.
I think that's it. But try different like capitalizations and spaces, because it might be case sensitive. So it might not work. So you have to try it a bunch of times in a bunch of different ways. But it'll click eventually.
Giving someone a password to something and just saying, by the way, it's case sensitive. I don't really remember what the cases are, but I know the password.
And there's an underscore somewhere.
All right. So one last time. Lackluster video. Finn, Billy, talking about movies that exist and some that don't. Sometimes by themselves. Sometimes with friends. I've been on an episode. I know Jeff and Riley have an episode coming up. Yeah, sometimes with enemies.
So sometimes not with friends.
Yeah, because sometimes it's important not to have, because sometimes you don't want to have your best friend on, because I think that's maybe why I haven't been invited, but that's fine. And I think it's good because Finn said that he didn't want to mix business and pleasure, so it makes sense. I think that's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So do you want to be on the show episode? Is that what you're asking?
No, I don't care. I'm down, and I'm free next week and the week after anytime. So, but I don't
it
care.
It seems like you're giving like every
okay,
day.
Jake,
off.
We'll give you a spot, but you just have to tell us what time it is right now.
What time it is? It's fucking yeah. It's
he's looking at a digital clock.
Duck.
Duck.
Duck. Duck duck goose.
What fucking yeah. number looks like a duck?
Like a fucking two. Like yeah. a swan neck yeah. with the it's yeah, a two, with the, yeah. The duck.
He's wrong.
And then the
it's 4:06, so he's say even his descriptions are bad.
Okay. I mean, no, thanks for having us on. Yeah, listen to our podcast, Lackluster Video. Hopefully everyone enjoys.
Hell yeah. Thanks for starting that show. Thanks for coming on this show. And thanks to you guys for
yeah,
listening.
Thanks for having
Anytime.
Us.
Anytime.
Of course, if you guys have your own questions or theme songs, send them all down to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Opening one was the Blink-182 cover by Seth Dyer. This one is a Drake cover. Wow. Jake, all your favorite artists coming together. Wow. It took half a decade for Colin to summon the gusto to make this Drake parody, but he did it for us, so we appreciate it. Thank you, Colin. Thanks to you guys, and we'll be
Gracias.
Back next yeah. week.
Anonymity, I got anonymity. Got a lot of people trying to figure my identity. A sticky situation is here. I'm writing to the kids, Jake and Amir. I got a girl in Starbucks, I'm trying to fuck on the day. Toe dive, rub, that's all that I gotta say. All these new friends tripping, better buckle they shoes. I ride with my day one, shit, fuck them too. My day zeros always know when the boy's in a pinch. Crab claws out, bras off, shout to the pinch. Vance on the SM7, killing the mic. Jewish bitches who like kittens, yeah, that's what I like, yeah.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.